You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is GORP. You just heard Sever the Blight by Hemlock Springs. Stay tuned for a variety of different genres playing here for the next hour.
Before that, WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to eat, study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting.
As the seeds of turmoil flowered and grew, the hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy! You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey, hey, ever hear of wiping your feet?
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, let's get out of business now. Have you got it finished?
Your flag?
No, my jacket.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the flag?
The flag can wait. I got a man outside from Esquire.
All right, you want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now, about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm
glad... Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look! I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulettes and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white... And blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around.
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right. You want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue. Oh, look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made, why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director, everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final.
Thank you.
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find other locations where you can listen, like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and also by phone at 631-359-8728. Today, a lot of songs for Father's Day, as well as Flag Day weekend, amidst our usual mix of acoustic music. Also, at 8:20, we are going to talk with Oriah Uran of Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank on a summer youth cafe program offering food to youth 18 and under at over 100 locations across 10 Pennsylvania counties. We have students from the South Park Children's Theater summer season with us as it is getting ready to begin. That will be at 10 o'clock. At 10:30, Giselle Silva is going to share original writing with us. She is a Fox Chapel area high school student. And at 11 o'clock, Tom Hoffman, Dave McLaughlin, and William Cohen with live music. All that, plus puzzles and games and our pop quiz coming up in about 10 minutes here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. And the Hot Licks, getting us started On today's Saturday Light Brigade, a Horace Silver composition celebrating 60 years this year and featuring Pittsburgh's own Roger Humphreys on drums. Still stronger than ever. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. No matter what might have gone on between last Saturday and this Saturday, I'm glad we can be with each other and rely on one another to spend time together on a day like today. We have a pop quiz coming up in just a few moments, a fun one. I hope they're always fun, but this will give you a chance to be creative. And it will be coming your way in just about a minute.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz, and today's pop quiz is inspired by this being Father's Day weekend. The word dad is a three-letter word that is a palindrome. That is, it forms the same word when spelled backwards, D-A-D. Backwards is D-A-D. Can you think of five other three-letter palindromes? Easy? Well, how about 10? We're looking for palindromes. They should be three letters in length. And there are a few more than you might think. I keep thinking of ones that weren't on my initial list, but there are actually more than you might think, and I hope you'll share some with us. You can even try using them in a sensible sentence if you care to.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's pop quiz, 412-200-5975. Tom Paxton now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Peace. Peace will. Peace will come. And let it begin with me. We need peace. And let it begin with me. Oh, my own life is all I can hope to control. Oh, let my life be lived for the good of my soul. Let it bring peace, sweet peace. Peace will come. And let it begin with me. try to drink peace. Sweet peace, peace will come. Let it begin with me, with me, with me. I was born in 63. First boy of the four. I lived up to my family's role, neither rich nor poor. My mother's name is Mary. My father calls her May. Oh, my angel, find me today. Tree of life, tree of love, universal law. I have heard the trumpets within these city walls, as the blood of a lamb drove death's darkness away. Oh, my angel, find me today. Should I seek asylum before my claim is heard? Well, I cannot be trusted, though I live the word. 40 years beneath the cloud I wish would blow away. Oh, my angel, find me today. Angel of mercy, guardian dear, day and night, love commits me here. Be at my side to guard and light my way. Oh, my angel, find me today. Poverty, corruption, war and climate change. We think alone in clarity, collectively insane. Governed here by madmen, and still so far away. Oh, my angel, find me today. I was born in 63. First boy of the four. I lived up to my family's role, neither rich nor poor. My mother's name is Mary. My father calls her May. Oh, my angel, find me today. My mother's name is Mary. My father calls her May. Oh, my angel, find me today.
Tom Briding at the Saturday Light Brigade. Love commits me here. Tom Paxton, peace will come. And it's time for me to deliver some of the pop quiz answers. And there are quite a few. More than I thought of when I first started looking through things. Here's Rich and on the north side with Did, Bib, Wow, Eve, Ava. Proper names are fine. Tot, Mom, Dad, Nun, and Dud. Thanks, Richard. Larry in Elwood City. It is nice to have you here this morning. And I'm glad you enjoyed Tom Paxton. To have you along. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia. And Tom in McCandless says Bib, Bob, Mom, Nan, Nun, Pop, Pep, Tat, Gig, Did, Dud, Wow, I, Ma'am, Sis, SOS, Tot, and Hip. Hello to Mike and Mars and Susie and Alexandria. And John in Economy, who has, aha, wow, you, E-W-E, air, quite good. Tot, pop, pep, pip, pup, pap, sis, dud, did, gig, gag, ha, bib, bob, bub. Sounds like the name of a Broadway play. Non, mom, and nun, N-U-N. I'll add sis to nun. Russ in King, North Carolina, has some proper names amidst his. Aha, Allah, as in Allah mode. Asa, Anna, Ava, Bob, Bib, Bub, Dud, Eek, E-K-E, Eve, Gag, Gig, Ha, and Huh, and Lil, the contraction for little. Lol, as in laugh out loud. Mom, Mum, Nan, Nun. Pep, pep, pip, pop, pup, sis, S-O-S, tat, tot, and wow. Nicely done. And two has mom, tot, gag, ha, pup, pap, pup, pip, gig, mum, nun, sis, wow, yay, aha, uh-huh. And you, and she added L-O-L towards the end. And here comes Jeff in Squirrel Hill with mom, sis, wow, tot, pop, huh, gag, bib, and none. And one more group, there's more to share. Here's Eva with mom, pop, pap, pip, pep, pop, none, bob, bib, did, dud, I, E-Y-E. Oh, I add I. Oh, no, that doesn't work, actually. I-E-Y-E. Eve, tot, tot, tat, wow, you, and mum. I'll share more in just a moment. But first...
And now, some words about a show forthcoming on the CBC Television Network.
There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin, of a man who was nothing like Paladin. Couldn't ride, couldn't shoot, but he won his fame, 'cause everything he said, said backwards was the same. Palindrome, palindrome, what's in a name?
Yes, palindrome. No one knew where he came from, and nobody cared. He rode into town one day from out of the west, armed not with six guns, a long rifle, a whip, a knife, a chainsaw, or some other exotic weapon. No, his only means of self-defense was his snappy little straw hat and his uncanny ability to speak only in sentences which, when spelled backwards, are exactly the same as when they were spelled forwards. Here's a scene from a forthcoming episode of Palindrome.
Howdy, stranger.
Ma'am.
Well, what's your name, partner?
Madam, I'm Adam.
Oh, well, how'd you get into town? I didn't see a horse.
A Toyota.
Sounds like you have a little sinus problem.
Tons. Oh, snot.
Hey, Doc, how about a little drink for my new friend here?
Well, I sure could use it. Look at that, his mouth's hanging wide open.
In it, ram a martini.
Sorry, stranger. No hard liquor here. Would you like some wine or some kind of beer?
Lager, sir, is regal.
Well, that's fine. Say, you must be hungry. Uh-oh. You're not trying to lose weight on one of them fasts, are you?
Doc, note, I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
Sorry to tell you we're out of cod. Look, you got two choices. Italian or deli. What'll it be?
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Well, fine then. Now for dessert, we could hail the young fresh fruit vendor over there.
Yo! Banana boy!
I suppose you're just on your way out to the big new O.J. Simpson theme park.
DNA land?
Stranger, you got a snappy answer for everything. Don't you ever ask yourself the spiritual questions in life?
Do geese see God?
Well, I never thought of that one. Who's that waving at you over there?
Bob!
No, next to him.
Pop!
The woman.
Lil.
The other one.
Hannah.
The other one.
Ava.
The other one.
Eve.
My lady's leaving.
So, Ida, adios.
Stranger, I'm getting tired of this.
Huh?
Reach for the sky.
Draw, oh coward!
All right. What's the trouble there, stranger?
Snug guns!
I guess I got the drop on you, then.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama!
Oh, got me with that snappy little straw hat.
Aha!
Oh, Palindrome, my hero! Would you join me in my room for lunch?
Sex at noon, Texas.
Yes, Palindrome, starring Bob Autobob as Palindrome and Meg Jem as Sis. Check your local station for time and temperature. Remember Palindrome. He gets them coming and going.
That's Riders in the Sky. I'll share some more answers to our pop quiz in a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. What a hard driving song that is. Freedom Ride, its name. Good morning to Craig in Macon, Georgia. Nice to have you here along with us today. Our history riddle is coming up, but first, a few more three-letter palindromes shared by Brigadiers listening with you. Susie in Alexandria has Dad, Mom, Wow. Did you, E-W-E, air, as in E-R-E, gig, gag, gog, ha, L-O-L-L-I-L, none, and Bibb. And here's Tommy has some I'll share with you in a moment. Patrick in South Park has Pop, Pap, Eve, Nun, and Tot. Tommy had Dud, Mom, Mom, Huh? Yay! And then Did Bob, Lil, as in Lil Abner, Pip, and Cack, which he says is the sound of a cat coughing, K-A-K. Close enough, I think. There are a few more I'd like to pass along. Including Vivian, who had Pop, Tot, Bibb, Gag, Ha, Mom, Nun, Wow, Yay, Tat, Pep, and Mom, and of course, Viv, and Fred and Linda, who together are the dynamic duo, have Did, Gig, Gag, Bob, Eve, Tot, Pop, Pap, and Tat. Jeff up on Observatory Hill, thank you. He sent the video with some palindromes. And Mark in Slippery Rock has Mom, Pop, Wow, Gag, Gig, Pap, Bob, and Tot. Jim in Crafton Heights, Gig, Bibb, Eek, Eve, Pup, Tat, and Ha. Jim in Blackridge just completed a rail trip across Canada. Gave us a few. I'll share in a moment. Jim in Crafton Heights has Pop, Mom, Sis, Tot, Gag, Bob, Dud, Did, Nun, Pip, Pep, I, E-W-E-U, and Wow. Johanna with Mom, Tot, Gag, L-O-L, Tat, Bob, Bib, Pap, Pop and SOS, Kathy and Tyonesta, Mom, Mom, Did, Tot, Pop, Pop, Dud, Eve, Wow, Aha, Gig, and Bub. And Jim, who I mentioned, just did his railway trip. He's heading home today from Calgary. Most of his we've mentioned, but Bib, Bob, Bub, Dud, Eve, You, his are alphabetized. I, Gag, Gig, Lil, Mom, Mum, Nan, Nun, Non, Pap, Pep, Pop, Pup, Sis, Tat, Tet, and Wow. There are a lot more than I thought. And Dr. Nelson got us started. Pop, Pip, Tat, Wow, Yay, Gag, Pap, Nun, Tot, and Anna. Wow, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, and thank you for participating in this morning's pop quiz. Time for us to do something different together. It's time for this morning's history riddle. Let's see how you do. Are you ready to play along with this morning's history riddle? She was born in Litchfield, Connecticut on June 14th, 1811. And once lived next door to Mark Twain. Her best-known work debuted as a newspaper serial in 1851. She wrote from her home in Brunswick, Maine. 2 years later, this serial was published as a book with a press run of 5,000. And then 300,000 more. Legend has it, President Lincoln told her, "So you are the little woman who wrote the book that started this great war."
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
All you people who live your life. life up in the sky. Never setting foot upon this earth without the urge to shut your eyes. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Sometimes the heart can feel too much, and the eyes can see too clear, and there's no way to shield yourself from everything you see and hear. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Would that I could fly away with you and keep you safe within my arms. But I just stay on earth with every nerve and wrestle angels one by one. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday.
Is all gone empty. I just walk from room to room, looking for some kind of satisfaction. And Mary, all I find is you. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
That he can't sing, can't carry a tune in a bucket, in a box or anything. Oh, but late at night you'll hear a sound so sweet, a sound so dear. It's Jamie's daddy singing low for only her to hear. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. She will curl up her toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. The morning sun shone down on little Larry in his gown. He kicked his legs and he tried his best to fly. When we baptized him in spirit and christened him with song, it was a gift to him, to me and you, to last a whole life long. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. The shepherd boy came in, he was cold and he was thin, stood by the door not knowing where to turn. Mary hugged his little head and she gave him milk and bread. She took him to the manger and this is what she said. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can sing to the baby anytime.
A song for Father's Day weekend by Heidi Muller called Sing to the Baby. And before that, you heard Peace Someday by Devilish Mary from their album Beauty is Everywhere. I will repeat this morning's history riddle, give you another chance to come up with the correct answer, and then we'll give it to you. She was born in Litchfield, Connecticut on June 14th, 1811, and once lived next door to Mark Twain. Her best-known work debuted as a newspaper serial in 1851, and she wrote it from her home in Brunswick, Maine. 2 years later, the serial was published as a book with a press run of 5,000, and then, quickly, 300,000 more. Legend has it President Lincoln told her, "So you are the little woman who wrote the book that started this great war." 412-200-5975 or go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live to share your answer with us. Stu and McCandless, good morning to you. He came up with the correct answer. So did John in Economy Borough and John in Carrick. Tom and McCandless got it. A number of brigadiers also identified the book in addition to the author. Tommy in North Chesterfield is one such person. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer as well. And I'm going to do a quick check of Facebook. Good morning to Anthony playing along on Facebook this morning. And I see that Jess in the South Hills also has the correct answer. And good morning to Ralph, also playing along on Facebook. And hello to Susie, who is in Alexandria, Virginia, on a day that she has to go into work, and I know you're planning carefully given all the doings in D.C. today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you working, I forget,
Do you work in D.C. or what neighborhood are you in?
So I work in the Palisades, which is in D.C. It's a neighborhood in D.C. It's in Northwest. It's right on the edge of D.C. So I've only worked in on the edges of D.C. I've never worked in, you know, like the middle of the city. I'm pretty much going to, you know, I have a route sort of mapped out that, you know, I won't need to be in the city. I don't ever really travel. My regular route takes me through Georgetown for like a second. But I won't be doing that today.
Understandably, I'm sure traffic patterns are going to be different. Are you able to use the metro or it's...
No. My branch is not near, really. We have one bus that is not near any, not near where I live. The closest metro is like 15 minutes away drive.
Understood. Yeah. There, as much as you would like it to be, we joke about our subway system in Pittsburgh being as short as it is. You always wish it would go out a little further, even when it's extensive, like DC's. Well, yeah. you knew the answer. Who did you come up with? And I'm sure you know the book we're referring to also.
Well, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Indeed. Well done. And that anecdote about Abraham Lincoln may or may not be true. Folks say that there's a bit of some folklore quality to that. It's a kind of an urban myth that Lincoln said that to her. She did meet Lincoln, but whether those words were said to her or not is disputed by some. I have not read the book. I've read parts of it, but I have not read it itself. And I never knew it was a newspaper serial.
No, I didn't either. I mean, when you started with newspaper serial, I'm like, okay, live near Mark Twain, Mark newspaper serial. I was thinking maybe Louisa May Alcott. Because I know some of her stuff was serialized.
Yeah, her book initially had... it sold 10,000 copies in a week after press run. And then it ended up, she became internationally acclaimed as a celebrity and a popular author at the age of 40 with 300,000 some copies of the book printed. So just an amazing early abolitionist and a fascinating person to read about. I'm sure there's some great biographies of her to read and be inspired by.
Yeah, I think her father was a preacher.
I think you're right. I'm looking at the bio I have in front of me of her. I'm almost certain. Yes, her father preached anti-slavery sermons in response to the issue of whether Missouri should be admitted to the Union or not. And her mother died when she was only five. A lot of her education she took on her own. I noted a quote of her: when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer, never give up, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. And that's
a wonderful quote.
A great sentiment on her part. Thank you for being with us. As always, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's a delight.
Okay, take care. And Saturday, Light Brigade charge to Holly in Oakland, who also came up with the correct answer this morning. And let's see, it looks like Russ has the correct answer in Kang, North Carolina, and Linda
has the correct answer as well. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in about 10 minutes. Kim and Reggie Harris now.
Say that freedom is a constant struggle. They say that freedom is a constant struggle. They say
struggle. They say that
must be free.
Kim Harris, along with Reggie Harris, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA Grove City,